Who did you call me?
Daddy.
And she's your
mother.
Who did you call me?
Mama.
What about your father's father? He's your
grandfather.
And his wife is your
grandmother.
What did you call them?
Granddaddy, my mama.
Call both sets now?
Yes.
And your mother and your father together, those are your
parents.
And a man talking about his sons and daughters, he says he has so many what?
Kids.
You ever heard?
Children.
What about a name that a child is known just within his family, not his real name? You say he's been given a
nickname.
What?
A nickname.
Okay. And something with wheels on it you can put a baby in and it moves.
Stroller?
Yeah. What would you say you were going to do? I mean, put the baby in a stroller and go out. Okay. What about this expression? Talking about a person being grown up. If you have a boy that's 20 years old, one that's 15, one that's 10, talking about the one that's 20, in terms of being grown up, you'd say he, of the three of them, he's the
oldest.
Or if you had to use the expression grown up in there, you'd say he's the what grown up?
He's more grown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you say that a man might have a son and a
daughter,
or a boy and a
girl.
Yeah. What about a woman's condition if she's going to have a baby? You say she's
pregnant.
Yeah. Any other words?
No.
Is that a pretty acceptable term?
Pregnant.
There's nothing bad about using the word pregnant?
No.
Okay. Would you ever say, do you ever hear people say expecting or in the family way?
Expecting.
Okay. Would it make any difference what you say if a woman's not married, talking about her condition?
Well, if she's going to have a baby and she's not married, say pregnant. If she's married, you'll say she's expecting.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression knocked up?
Locked up?
Knocked up.
Knocked up, no.
What about a woman who might be available to help with the delivery of the doctor's not around?
Midwife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this expression, if a boy has the same color hair as his father, the same color eyes, you say that the boy, what, his father?
Inherited.
Or he talking about the similarity in appearance, you say that that boy, his father.
Just like his father.
Okay. A woman who has looked after three children until they're grown up, you'd say that she has done what?
Reared.
And to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a good
spanking.
And this verb, you might say, a boy is 2 inches taller than he was last year. He sure did.
Well.
You could almost, well, in the span of 1 year, he 2 inches.
He has grown.
Or put it in past tense, that flower. Yeah. Talking about a woman who is not married, have you ever heard any words used to describe a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Born out of wedlock.
Okay, what about a noun that you might have heard used to describe the child itself? It might not strike you as a very nice word.
Illegitimate.
Okay, what about a bastard?
No.
Wouldn't use it?
No.
Okay. Have you heard of it?
Yes. Bastard.
But wouldn't use it yourself?
No.
What about the word loving used this way? You might say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even a lot
lovier.